Landing a deal with the Chicago Teachers Union was a major hurdle for Chicago Public Schools in its quest to start providing in-person instruction. The next big one is getting buy-in from families, and that might be an even bigger hurdle. WBEZ's Sarah Karp reports.
When CPS CEO Janice Jackson talks about reopening schools, she highlights how school-based transmission of COVID-19 is low and the extensive safety measures in place. But when parents and teachers talk about why they're hesitant to return, one of the first things they bring up is their history with CPS.
We faced a pandemic way before we actually enter a pandemic.
This is Joseph Williams. He has 5 children who attend Chicago Public Schools. He says he won't send them for in-person learning until he and his wife feel it's safe. They do not yet.
Schools were already facing infrastructure issues, right? We had mice in schools. We had lead and waters where water fountains had to be closed off. We went through all of this stuff way before.
Another parent, Bridget White, is also influenced by her past experiences. She has been deeply disappointed with her children's schools. In some, the academics weren't up to snuff. In others, there weren't many activities. White lives in Auburn Gresham, a middle-class neighborhood on the south side.
I have bounced around from school to school for my students because of the academics or the environment. And when you try to escalate things within the school system, it kind of falls almost on deaf ears, and you just got to kind of take matters into your own hands.
White and Williams are both Black, and they talk about a particular mistrust in the Black community. Black teachers, speaking at a recent Chicago Teachers Union press conference, said this is a big reason why 70% of parents aren't ready to send their children in person. Whitney Jean is a teacher at South Shore Fine Arts Academy.
You are asking folks to trust an institution that has failed them for generations. CPS is a racist institution that has a history of not caring about Black children.
Jean points to the more than 100 school closings on the South and West sides over the past 2 decades for low enrollment and poor performance. She also points to school buildings in disrepair and lacking staff. Jackson, who is Black herself and has spent her whole career in CPS, is well aware of the long-standing trust issues. This is what Jackson said when she took over CPS 3 years ago.
I know what it feels like when you have the trust of the community. We have not had that at the level that I think is needed, and I have to work towards that. And the way that I'm going to do it is with more frequent and transparent communication.
At the time, she said, top-down decisions without community involvement added to the mistrust. That's what some people are accusing her of now. Jackson declined to be interviewed for the story, but publicly she has insisted that the school district has done a good job of sharing information with parents. And going forward, she says reopening will be a more collaborative process. And that's what's making the difference for some parents who are sending their children back. They say they are making the decision based on what's in front of them now. Tiffany Anderson loves her daughter's school.
I really have faith and trust in our principals and our administrators and our teachers, and I know that they would be practicing the social distancing, making sure that they are complying with CDC regulations.
Bridget White says when Jackson first took over, she remembers being impressed.
Like, she literally came out to the neighborhood, and I was blown away, because I'm thinking nobody from CPS has ever come into our neighborhood ever.
And others say Jackson has done a lot to change things. She's focused on fixing schools on the South and West side and has provided extra money to schools losing students. Yet White says she's frustrated that the school district doesn't seem to be listening to parents as much now during the pandemic. Williams agrees. He's involved in a citywide campaign to improve remote learning organized by the advocacy group Raise Your Hand. The number one thing they're calling on the school district to focus on? Build trust. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.